This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and another Happy New Year to you. We're off to a great start, and we look forward to all that lay ahead. Part of what lay ahead is a big football game next Monday night, and, of course, the opening of brand new movies. Here to talk more about that on 89.1 WEMU is Russ Collins. He is my co-host for Cinema Chat and a big Go Blue kind of guy. Congratulations on the win.
Well, seeing as I had nothing to do with it except graduating from the school a few years ago. But
no, it's amazing how we take ownership that way, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's amazing. And we had the Rose Bowl game at the Michigan Theater.
Yeah, how did that go?
It was a lot of fun. We had hundreds and hundreds of people there, and they were cheering and very much into the game.
There was also a couple moments of dead silence.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, you know, Michigan got off to a rough start at the beginning, but after the first 5 minutes of the game, they pretty much dominated the first half of the football game.
Yeah.
It was pretty interesting. Then the second half started, and it looked like Alabama was going to take control, which they did for most of the second half. But right at the end,
it's amazing. All my blue friends completely lost faith by about midway through the third quarter, and it's over. I don't know if I can watch anymore. And as kind of someone who was rooting for Michigan, to be sure, but as an Ohio State fan, I was like, come on, I think they got it. You're going to be all right.
Yep. Well, it turned out extremely well, and that last drive when they tied the game and then in overtime, they really just drove it right in, and then their defense was what their defense was. So what that created for all of us is the opportunity to see the University of Michigan football team play in the national championship game next Monday, the 8th. The game starts at 7:30, and we're going to broadcast that at the Michigan Theater. And we've already sold 600 tickets, a little over 600 tickets.
That's amazing. That's going to be a heck of an evening. Now, this past Monday was a completely free showing. This one, I guess, through the agreement with ESPN, is a $20 charge?
Correct. So most of that goes to the folks that distribute it to us. But we'll get to keep a little bit of it. And we have actually, there'll be more people in the building for this screening than there was for the Rose Bowl.
Football is such a communal sport. What a great way to watch it.
There was a really wonderful New York Times article by a young woman who came, well, I don't know how young she was, but she came to the University of Michigan as part of the journalism fellowship that they have there. And she kind of went, okay, well, Michigan's known for football. I'll get season tickets. I'm here. And then it was literally transformational for her because of all of those people really focus, and you couldn't get to your cell phone because the cell towers are all overloaded in Michigan Stadium. So it really is. I mean, whether you're going to go see a movie with people, comedies are funnier when you're seeing them with other people, you know, that darkened room full of strangers. But the game's the same way. You've got this, you know, you got hundreds and hundreds of people focused on one thing, all pushing in the same direction. And even those that are maybe a little more skeptical or pushing in the opposite direction, that's all part of the fun and all part of the good part, too. So, yes. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet and you want to go see it on the big screen, come on down. Get your tickets now at michtheater.org.
And you won't hear this from many Columbus natives, but go blue.
Yeah, go blue. It's very, very exciting. It should be an excellent game, just like the Alabama game. Washington has an awesome offense, and it'll be amazing to see whether they match up with or Michigan's defense does.
Easy
not
for
match
me
up.
To say, but win, lose, or draw, what a season for Michigan.
Absolutely. This is all great. So farthest they've ever gone. This is their third attempt at the national championship, and this is
the college playoff era.
That's right. Absolutely. So, and the last time they won the national championship, I was actually at the Rose Bowl when they won that game. So that was
they won part
exciting.
Of one. I still think that '97 Michigan team would have beat the heck out of Nebraska.
I think you're right too. So. Well, you know, we do call this Cinema Chat, so we should probably talk a little bit about cinema here.
Well, if you must.
Yes. So opening at the local multiplexes is Night Swim, and this is based on the acclaimed 2014 short film by the same name. And this film hasn't gotten any reviews so far, which isn't really unusual for a horror film, because that's what this is. It's about a family who buys a home, and the dad is a baseball player, a professional baseball player that is no longer playing baseball, and he gets a house with a swimming pool, thinking that's going to be good for him in terms of his workout and good for the family as well. But come to find out, the swimming pool is haunted, and there's all kinds of scary things that go on.
Sometimes I think the genre might be running out of ideas.
Well, it's got a really interesting cast. Carrie Condon was an Oscar nominee for The Banshees of Inisherin, she plays the mom, and Wyatt Russell, who was in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, plays the dad. So anyway, it's got a certain degree of pedigree, and we'll see how it does at the box office.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins, and tell me about some Poor Things.
Well, yeah, Night Swim is at the multiplexes, and playing at the State and Michigan Theater are Poor Things, which is a film by Yorgos Lanthimos, a really interesting Greek director. He did The Favorite, The Lobster, and a lot of rather really unusual films. And this film is also unusual. It's kind of a riff on Frankenstein and the Frankenstein monster, not so much a monster, but is played by Emma Stone. She's a young woman who dies, and then she's brought back to life.
Reanimated.
That's right. And Mark Ruffalo and Willem Dafoe is in this. He plays the mad scientist that reanimates her.
Good acting pedigree in that one.
Absolutely. And good directing pedigree as well. This premiered at the 80th Venice International Film Festival to a lot of acclaim. Essentially, it's about this post-reanimation life of the Emma Stone character. Emma Stone's performance has gotten great reviews. The film in general has gotten great reviews. And unlike a lot of Yorgos Lanthimos' films, which get really strong critical reviews, but sometimes audiences go, I don't know, it's just really weird. This one is really weird, but it's resonating in ways that audiences really like. So Poor Things is definitely worth checking out. The Boys in the Boat has a good reviews as well. The Boys in the Boat tells an inspirational true story with heart and solid craftsmanship. It's directed by George Clooney. And it's about the University of Washington, conveniently. back in the 30s, they had a rowing team that was put together with, folks that had never done rowing before. The University of Washington didn't really do much rowing. This coach was able to put together a team that ended up being so good that it won the college national championship against Harvard and Yale, where they had done that kind of thing for a long time. But then they were also part of the Summer Olympics of 1936, where a famous University of Ohio, the Ohio State University graduate,
Jesse Owens,
showed Adolf Hitler that all kinds of people can be great at things and win gold medals.
It took up until relatively recently for someone to break the records Jesse Owens set here in Ann Arbor.
Absolutely, that's true. So, Boys in the Boat is a athletic story, well told by George Clooney. And again, folks are really liking this film. Ferrari is a film by Michael Mann, and it stars it has a really great cast. Enzo Ferrari is played by Adam Driver. Penelope Cruz plays his wife, who was absolutely critical in the career and the development of the Ferrari franchise. And it was set at a time when Ferrari had a lot of setbacks, and it looked like things were going to fall apart. This was in the summer of 1957. But he really was able to pull things together, escaped bankruptcy, and the Ferrari legend was built from that point
on.
And
lives on today.
And again, good reviews for that. The Color Purple, so this is the second Color Purple movie. It originally came from a novel by Alice Walker.
This one's a musical.
Yeah, well, it's actually... it combines elements of the original story from the novel, from the way that the movie portrayed it, and then also the musical that was on Broadway. So all of those elements are kind of mixed up, which can sometimes be a disaster. But in this particular case, the critical consensus is building on the legacy of the previous film adaptation while incorporating elements of the stage musical. The Color Purple is a crowd-pleasing testament to resilience in the face of trauma. So the film is definitely worth checking out if you're a fan of the previous films, the musical, or you're just looking for an inspirational kind of film to go to. Wonka is a film that is a really wonderful holiday film. It's a prequel to the familiar story that we're with, that people are familiar with.
Yeah, Gene Wilder,
And Timothy Chalamet is great. Hugh Grant plays a Oompa Loompa in very charming way. Deb and I really enjoyed watching this film. The Boy and the Heron is an animated film by Hayao Miyazaki, and this film's got great, great, great reviews. It's doing tremendous business. We're also doing The Thing, Pulp Fiction, Princess Bride, and Mandy Patinkin, who stars in The Princess Bride, is coming live to the Michigan Theater on February 6th. So we'll see you at the National Championship game on Monday the 8th.
And go Blue! May Michigan bring home the title to the Big Ten Conference. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from the National Championship Theater, the Michigan Theater. See you at the game. Ta-ta.